Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're having another show. This is Wednesday, and the date is the 21st of April. So here we go. Let's see what we can do tonight for everybody. And let's work with entities first here. So we'll work with the bottom of our feet and work our way up. So this is an entity clearing. It's also on the website if you wish to do a whole lifetime one of these. I'd recommend it. It may help you out immensely. Getting rid of these critters here. Remember, these are emotional bodies that hang into us, hang on, and want to live their life through us. And they walk and hop through, generations upon generations. So just think, you could be living, with the emotional body of, one of your great ancestors. And they may not have, had a pleasant life. So anyway, which may be why you're not having one. So anyway, here we go. So let's take out some entities in the bottom of our feet, working up. And also we get their addictions too. This is the main thing that they cause us. So working our way up. And now we're going up to our ankles. Wow, a lot of energy there on ankles. I'm yawning. Okay. And let's go up now to our knees. So if you had any physical injuries, that attracts entities also. And they may not be ones that you even know about. So here we go. And go up now to our thighs. Remember, they have to live someplace in us. This is why we go through the whole body here. Oh, man. Okay, go up to our waist area here. And doing some more clearing. Okay, and let's go up now to our solar plex area. Oh boy. I think we have entities out there. And now moving up to our shoulders, down our arms. Okay. Fingers. Knuckles. Wow. And now we'll go up top of our shoulders and our neck. And you might want to move your body a little bit here. It might help them get released, too. Or you might feel some freedom of movement, too. And now we're going to our head. Okay. They're going away. So let's bring in more of your spirit into your body. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. And remember, the parts that left you, we're gathering up and cleaning them off, we'll say, so that you're able to have a better consciousness here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, got it again. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, as you're coming in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll do a emotional body clearing. So I'd like you all to think of a situation that you dealt with. Could be any time in your life or even most recently as of today. Think of it now, and we'll just take that energy off of you. So here we go. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and it's released. So I'll bring our co-host on, Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia? Hello, Sylvia. Well, we'll continue on, then. We'll do a mental clearing.
I'll try to get Sylvia back. I'm not quite sure what happened to her.
Hey, must have had a disconnection here. So here we go, mental clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. This will help to balance your left and right brain. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So you should feel a little more clearer as you have your thoughts. And we'll do the mind to heart drop, just so you can be heart-centered. And your thoughts should come from your chest area. And when you're in your heart, you cannot have a positive or a negative thought, because either one of those are judgment. You're just going to be in peace. So here we go. So dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. We'll say top of your head, where your thoughts normally are inside of your skull, and dropping you down into the heart. So here we go. Dropping down, like an elevator going to the first floor. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And what I'm going to do is just let you kind of sit there, feel the energy, and you should feel pretty peaceful now. Just connect with your spirit, put some music on, and just kind of be in the moment now. Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And we'd love to hear from you tonight, either on the fast chat, if that's how you can call, reach us, or you're welcome to call in live if you're able to do that. And I'll give the number for those of you that might like to call. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I see a few questions already on the fast chat. I just want to mention one thing briefly before we take those up. And that's something that you can put on your calendar for this Friday night. And it's going to be a question and answer session after the radio show on Friday. And the phone number to call for that, if you like to jot that down, I'll give you a phone number and also a PIN number so you can get on the call, and you can have a two-way conversation back and forth and ask your questions to Ron about the lightship and about the healings, and also share experiences that you've had with the healings with others. So the phone number for that is area code 646-519-5800. That's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number for that is 9009. Again, the PIN is 9009. And that's going to be this coming Friday night. We're on the radio here on BBS at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific until 10 minutes before 8. So the Q&A call is starting at 8 o'clock. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so I had a question about the seven generational clearings here. If they're unlimited, I don't think you need to go on there again. If you wish to, yeah, go ahead, but I don't... Since they're arranged with the issues that we may have, normally one time through should be plenty. But remember, the seventh generation is from the past, so that's what's recycling now in you. But if you feel like you need to, by all means, just go on to it again after you have the codes there. No problem whatsoever. So let's hope some callers will call in. If not, we will do some clearing here. And let's do a clearing here for heartache. That seems to be popular at times. So let's take away the energy here. So if you do have heartache or have experienced it in the past, just think of that situation. And here we go. So bring in the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do an anxiety clearing too. Here we go. So think of a situation where you had anxieties. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, they're being released now. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a clearing. Some people will have an issue with maybe abandonment. So let's do a clearing for that. So here we go. Take away the energies. Think of an issue that you may have that resurfaced. Remember, everything resurfaces in us till we get rid of them. So this is why you're having them, because they were in you in the past. So this is your self-fulfilling prophecy coming true, because they keep coming. So here we go. So getting rid of this here, abandonment. So stronger, stronger as it goes away from you. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do another clearing here. Let's do a self-sabotage clearing. And these are all on the website here for whole lifetime clearings normally. So here we go. Self-sabotage. So again, bringing the energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Let you just sit with this energy for a little bit here. Just kind of contemplate, see how you're feeling with these energies. If you don't know how bad you are or what you're dealing with, how it's released from you, and then all of a sudden you feel relief happening, and that means that you have an issue there. we have a comment from Peter. His brother looks like he's probably ill and going to be passing away here at some time. So he's asking if the spirit barcode would help him. Yes, what it'll do, it'll allow his spirit to actually go to the light versus the light of the darkness. So that would be a good one to do for him, and it'll take him out of the reincarnation process. Remember, we're still here in it because we're still in a body. And this is a great gift to give loved ones after they passed on. And then also to clear away their emotional body so that it may not come into you. That's what happens. These emotional bodies float around and look for maybe the nearest relative in the family to come into them. So both of those clearings are very good. We have that on the website too. The barcode is good for ascension, but I also have another clearing, which is deceased loved ones on the online healing, to be under personal online healings. Either one of those would probably work for that. I'm trying to see here. I don't think you would need the barcode one. I would just do the deceased loved ones, because that would actually connect them to the light, and he will not be able to reincarnate again. So that's what I'd recommend doing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. We had a question at the beginning of the hour or a request for some type of healing that would help for extreme neck and back pain.
Okay, so, let's see here. Let's take away some of the issues that might be, connected to that, okay? Remember, we have to normally go deep to see what's going on, because what you're normally dealing with is something that, is real, but where did it come from? So let's go back. So we'll go neck pain first here. And so... let's just go back maybe about 600 years in the past, and this is your genetic past life here, and we'll just see how this affects everybody. This is about what I'm picking up right now. So we'll go from 600 to 500 years ago. So here we go. I'm going to release that and just see if this helps you out here. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy in. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do the back now. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll see if that helps you. And we'll do another twist on this here. We will do another clearing for people that maybe have been maybe in the Buddhist religion, thinking that they have to really embrace their situations, like in this lifetime. That's kind of what's being taught. That's what I'm told by people who are Buddhist, that they're here to experience life to the fullest, but whatever they're dealing with, they have to embrace that and work it out. Well, the light ship doesn't do that. It just takes it away from you. So I see that as complete torture and punishment of the poor body, having that mindset that you have to be in pain or whatever you're dealing with so that you can figure out why you have it. Boy, is that a complete dark side teaching? Not that Buddhist taught darkness. I think the information got twisted. So here we go. Remember, he came before Jesus to get people ready for ascension. So he definitely would not say that. So here we go, even though it might be written that way, but I think it got taken sideways. So here we go. So if you had any energies in you of, say, Buddhism in the lifetimes that maybe your body had, and you believe that you have to work things out, have to embrace everything in your lifetime because this is your karma, and you have to work it out, fully understand it, to make all these amends. We're going to take that away from you now. So we're going to do these same years here. So here we go. Stronger, and just see if your body changes. If it does, let me know. Maybe I'll have to put a Buddhist clearing on the website. So here we go. We already have a religious one, and you might want to go into that too, religious indoctrination. But here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Man, a lot of energies there. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Anybody wants to call in about how they're feeling with this one? That'd be great. Stronger, 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 stronger. But what an imprisonment that you're having if that's the case in the negative stuff for your body. Wow. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, that's very interesting, and that actually brings up a question for me. And I know you just mentioned you have a religious clearing that's available online. So is the one that's online, is that basically for the present lifetime?
I believe it is, yes, uh-huh.
So then, so let's just look at a couple different scenarios. So let's say as a spirit who's been possibly reincarnating in various different time periods, studying various different religions, maybe they've been a monk or a priest or a nun or in some type of religion over and over again, that, you know, could involve many different styles and types of worship and types of gods and types of belief systems and also all kinds of, maybe persecution around their religious beliefs, or maybe they're forced their religious beliefs on others. So as a spirit, you have kind of maybe all this baggage or whatever about the religions and things that you've been involved in the false belief systems that you've been involved in the past. Then, on the other hand, you have a physical body that you've come into in this lifetime that has the genetically imprinted thought systems of the ancestors and all of their belief systems, thought systems, religions, and so forth that they've been involved in. So for a person who's wanting to kind of clear up those past belief systems and the way that those may be affecting them in the now, how would they approach that? What kind of clearing would they do? How would they go about it? Where would they start?
Well, I would start with the maybe the God clearing there. There's an energy for that. That'll get the races off of you pretty much, religious indoctrination. I think we have two clearings there that deal with that. Both of those will actually work, so you'd want to just see which one, or maybe both of them, that you may want to actually do. They're on the website, mainly because people have had problems trying to get out of the religious indoctrination in this lifetime, that they feel like they've been whammied by it, and you know, all their thoughts relate to it. They have a hard time breaking out of that organization. Or if they do, they feel psychic attacks from people because they're doing all these prayers for them. So this is why we have that on the website. But yes, remember, your past is repeating, continuously in you. So you want to get those energies out of you so you can have a more peaceful life and get out of that judgment of religion. So that's kind of why we have it on the website, so you can actually kind of backpedal your way out of these things. Because all they are is judgment, and the judgment is stored in you, and the religions are the way they do it. You remember, you when you pray outside of yourself, you're a prey to these energies, P-R-E-Y, and they can still be with you. They can have the mind imprinting codes in you, and which could be why maybe in this lifetime you went to certain churches. So that's a very good clearing to do. So that would be the religious clearing, I believe, or the indoctrination clearing. So you can just check that out on the website. It'll be under This Lifetime's Clearing. I don't know if we have a seven-generational one of them up yet. If we don't, I will be putting that up, because that seems to be holding people back, because those thoughts are still with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I believe I just heard a beep. I think we may have a caller on the line. Is someone there?
Yes. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron. This is Victoria Ann. And
Victoria Ann, thank you
so much. I have a question.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. When you were just doing the Buddhist clearing, I got some electrical type jolts, and I don't know if I heard it on the radio. I think it went through. I just felt that. I also felt you were clearing my present religious and God beliefs as well as my past too. I don't know. I seem like you were just clearing all of them.
It's very possible that that happens too. Yes. very nice. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so your body responded by kind of jerking then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt the jolt, and I felt that you felt the same jolt. I don't know, maybe I was just, you know, I didn't think of it. It would just, I just followed it through, and then it stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The energy does run through me, but I'm normally immune to a lot of that negativity stuff. So
mm-hmm.
The density is leaving. That's great, and it's good that your body was able to respond to you to validate that something was happening. A lot of people really wish they could feel or sense something through the clearings, and they just don't. And they mm-hmm. believe things are happening to them, but they just don't have that awareness. So it's nice that your body is able to indicate that to you. Very nice. Thank your body for responding.
Oh, and you know, Ron, you're right. I did the death barcode clearing this past week, and I think that has a lot to do with me being able to have more spirit, for sure it does, having more of my spirit to get rid of any other things that aren't me, that aren't my spirit. And I did the three of those, and I'm going to be going back to doing some of the trauma on that. I did the trauma and the light, the spirit into the body from that. But I think I got more out of this particular healing clearing because of that. And I will be going back to the next 7 days and just finishing up any trauma left over, if there's any left over. So thank you.
So how did you feel after you completed the three alien death barcodes that was put on by your natal chart?
It was... a cleansing. I felt kind of weak for a little bit, and then I feel weak, and then I get really charged. I have more of me than I've ever had my entire lifetime, perhaps even prior lifetimes. I just can only judge from this one. I slept a little bit more than usual, and I ate more lightly, and then I started having I was attacked by the entities again, so I just went back on and did some more of the the process, and but there's so much, there's less of that energy on me for sure, and I feel more confident that, and I'm stronger when I relate to me inside. It's easier to stay into the heart. Now I have my things that happen during the day that throw me off, but I'm able to get right back into my heart much more quickly, like within seconds. As opposed to, but I did, it strengthened some attacks in one area, but which I know will, you know, I'll handle perhaps in a different way. But I feel more alive. I know that that my death barcodes were coming due soon, at least one of them. And I can, as I look back, I was, and let me say one more thing, I don't want to hog the show here, but if you haven't done that, it clears you up so much more, so the healings on the programs I am finding are more quickly for me. The other thing is I have more strength, and I know what I didn't know before, and I know it from my heart. And I can't say any, you know, I know there's a lot more for me to clear even with the next few days. but I feel a confidence in my life that I didn't have before. I was constantly alert before, making sure, you know, I stayed away from this thing because it might cause me, and it was an unconsciousness, and so thank you so much, you guys. I can't say it enough. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I have a question, actually. I was wondering, you know, as you've done some of these clearings, do you feel that it's kind of lifting the years off of you, so to speak, or you feel lighter and younger?
Oh, I looked in the mirror between, you know, they recommend taking a shower after, you know, between each clearing session for each lifetime. I did the three. I'm not sure if I need to do another one, but each time I looked in the mirror after showering, I kept getting younger and younger looking. I'm serious, and I'm not in, you know, I'm not in to being a bathing beauty or anything, but I've always, you know, we all as individuals want to look as nice as we can. But this came from within. This is an inner thing that I didn't have to put makeup on, or I didn't have to. I looked in, and I could see my soul essence. Then, so thank you. I'm so sorry I forgot to bring that up. I was concentrating more on how I was feeling, because that was what was getting to me before. But yes, my beauty has been enhanced, and I'm going to keep doing that too.
Oh, that's great! Wonderful.
Thank you
so much for sharing that with us. It's great.
You're welcome. And
beep. Do we have another beep?
What?
Did someone else call in?
I think we
might
have somebody else on the line, actually.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. So do we have another caller on the line? Anyone there?
Okay. I thought I heard a beep. Maybe not, though. Okay.
Yeah, I did, too. But maybe they left and we'll call back. So I'm going to give the phone number again in case anybody new is listening and you'd like to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. So please go ahead and call. And, Ron, there's quite a few comments on the fast chat related to that Buddhist clearing. Peter from Australia says that the clearing felt like a flush. And Marianne also said it felt really good. Heal said the Buddhist was deep and twisted in my case. Marianne said it felt like suffering just lifted off. So that's great. I think there's probably, you could do a clearing for some of the different major religions, and it'd be really interesting to kind of feel which one gave you the most relief.
Yeah, let's do one for being a Catholic.
Yay, okay, great.
So I'm clearing right now, so stronger. Well, I'm getting a lot of visions here from people. I'm getting castration, number one. I'll just talk what I'm seeing here. Next one is maybe sneaking, having a relationship with somebody. I'm seeing a lot of guilt, maybe from nuns, you know, having to maybe not be sexual. I'm seeing the men having problems, too. I'm seeing people being actually physically hit and maybe tortured because of not conforming to the religious beliefs. I'm seeing people being, what do they call it when you, I don't know if the word, it's not, being whipped, we'll just say. I see that process happening. We'll still clear it out here. We have a caller So I'll clear right now, and we'll have the caller come on as I'm clearing.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, here you're fine.
Okay, great. I think you were looking for the word flogged.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was it, flogged. Yeah, you got it.
And I was raised Catholic and was thrown out of the Catholic Church, basically, for asking too many questions. But I wanted to give you some feedback about these last two ones you did. I didn't feel anything, but it's kind of interesting. Every once in a while when you're doing these clearings, the pictures change. And it's not because I'm staring at the picture. It's because I can close my eyes and open them, and it's still doing strange things. And the one tonight, I'm looking at the picture that has all the pastel colors around it. And when you were doing these last couple of healings, all of the color went out, and it was just white light all around this picture. So that's my feedback on that. And I was called in on Monday night, and you did a healing on me bringing my spirit more into my body. And that was very real for me, and it lasting, because I generally have a lot of trouble with extreme pain in my legs and lower back, and since then I haven't had that pain. So I really want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. So we're still clearing this Catholic tradition here, the negative effects from it from people here. So this is a pretty long clearing. I'll just keep clearing here. I need probably about 3 or 4 minutes here from everybody.
Hey, great. Is the caller still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, great. Hi. I wanted to thank you for the wonderful sharing that about the coming more into your body. That's just fantastic. And wanted to ask you if you had been listening to this radio program for a while, or if you're relatively new to it, or...
I'm relatively new. I don't have any money to afford any of the paid-for healings, but I've been listening the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks as often as I can.
Great. I know at the end of the show that we did, I think it was just this last Saturday's radio, Ron was doing a wonderful... he was talking about the process that we've done on the show a few times where you can just increase your own life force energy, which is a great one to use on a daily basis. I don't know, have you had a chance to hear that one?
I can't recall right now. I've generally been really, really sick. I have an infection in my jaw under some teeth, and... it's been running a fever, and so I kind of go in and out of being able to be aware and functional.
Okay, understand. So, so this is just a one that I guess, Ron, do you need a few minutes still on this clearing?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Maybe another couple minutes here.
Okay, great. So I'll just mention about the increase in my life force energy. So what you can do is you can... especially the first time you do it, to get the idea of it, you can kind of stand up and just put your arms out to your sides and then bring your hands in toward each other with your palms facing in until you feel or kind of just sense an invisible kind of ball of tension there. And that's sort of an indicator of, you know, how much life force energy you have. And if you have a lot, your arms would barely come in before you felt that whole ball, and if you had very little, your hands would be almost touching each other by that time. And so you can just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy, and then you can try it again with your hands and see if that ball of tension has increased in size a bit. And you can keep doing that over and over again, and it will actually bring up the life force energy and the amount of your spirit energy that's here present with you. And that's really helpful to do, to continue what you were saying about how much better you felt as your spirit was in your body and actually present.
Thank you.
Yeah, so hope you enjoy that.
I just finished the clearing, so we can do the life force energy. So like Sylvia said, just bring your hands, you know, have them apart, you know, alongside of you, bring them together, your palms facing each other, and at some point within maybe a foot to a couple of inches, you're going to feel that invisible, like, ball spring being compressed. Let your body do this here. And then as you move your hands further apart, you want to say the affirmation, and then you bring them in again to sample to see where the energy field is. So let's do it together. We'll do it 10 times. And so everybody else can do this. This also works on the archives. And when you're feeling low on energy, this is a very good exercise to do. And, you know, it just takes you a couple minutes to get your energy back up again. So here we go. I'll start it off here. We can all say it together. I now increase my life force energy. And I'll sample and see where it is. I now increase my life force energy. 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 A couple more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. So you should feel like you're really buzzing right now. If for some reason you're really buzzing and you're back east and it's getting to be maybe 11 o'clock, just ask your body to tone it down. Ask your spirit to cut back on the energy so you can go to sleep. Normally, this will give you maybe a couple of extra hours of energy if you need to become awake more. And it also helps your body heal. And some people actually, when they do this exercise, you can actually put your hand on your body and actually feel the energy. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Oh, so let's see. So are you up for another religion, or should we move on to another topic? Well, let's see. Let's give Ron a minute to get back. So I wanted to mention something to everyone, which is that the BBS station has an archive section, if you're not familiar with that. And the previous radio shows are on the archives of each one of the shows that Ron has done. And you can get a subscription to be able to go onto the archives and re-listen to any of the radio programs that you like. And unless there's a specific healing where Ron says this will not work on the archives, you can actually have those healings active for you while you're listening. And we had some listeners request that we kind of type in some notes about each show, about what was covered in that show, like what healings were done and what topics we discussed. So you can find now that there are notes being posted, so you can see what's happening with each show, and you can kind of go through and find the one that you're interested in. And it's pretty affordable. I think you can, if you just want to try it for a one-day pass, it's like $1.95. A whole year subscription is $59.95, and there's lots of different price options in between there. So, and it's easy. I think they have it set up. You can use PayPal or credit cards, whatever you like. So just go to the archive button or subscribe to the archive button on the BBS homepage. I think there's more than 500 radio shows that Ron has done from the start of the time when he started doing the shows, and it's incredible. And I'll just share an experience with it one time, way before Ron had ever mentioned that those healings would be active on the archives. I was sitting and listening to one, and I was just listening to it for the information. I had no idea that that energy would still be activated, and Ron was doing something where he was bringing people in and out of their body so they could experience being in their body in the right position or being in the wrong position, and then bringing them out through and putting more of their spirit energy in their feet and lower parts of their body. And I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden all those things started to happen. And I called Ron and said, what's going on? And that's how I learned about it. So it's a wonderful opportunity to find out more about the light ship and more about the clearings and get some of your questions answered. There's also lots of great things you can just go to on Ron's website, www.creationlightship.com. There's the Be Here Now clearing, the emergency healing, and various things, and a lot of information. So that's a great way to find out more about the light ship. And then also this Friday night, the Q&A call, which is, let's see if I have the phone number here. I gave it a little while ago, but I've got to get back to it. Let's see, where did I put it? 646-519-5800, and maybe somebody would like to type this in on the fast chat. It's 646-519-5800, and then you'll dial a PIN number, 9009, and that's this Friday night at about 8 p.m. Pacific, and it's for open to anyone, free call for anyone who has questions for Ron. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so wonderful. So I hope all of you are feeling very good tonight after these clearings. Let's we're going to be putting on the website at some point here. Will be that clearing that Sylvia is talking about to get you in your body properly, along with having your spirit come into your feet and your legs so that you have more healing ability there. So that'll be coming up on the website, and a couple other clearings will be showing up there also. But that's going to be a very nice one. So just look for it, maybe a couple of weeks away here. It'll probably be underneath maybe the emergency healing section, I think. So let's do another clearing here. A lot of people talk about parallel lifetimes and want to know what they are and why are things happening to you. So let's release some of those from you. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. This is a couple lives out there and cloned Earth with the cloned body. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's do another clearing here. Since we talked about having your spirit and your body properly, we'll do that clearing here. So let's just take you out momentarily. You're going out. And now you're going to be coming in the right way. So your spirit eyes are aligned with your own physical eyes. So coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so if you felt a body change, you shift in your body, maybe your body jerked or something, that's because you were in your body not correctly. So let's bring you out and put you into your feet now. Now, naturally, I never recommend going out of your body. In these clearings, we can do that okay. So that's the only exception, because we're still working with your spirit, and, we're helping your spirit out to make more integration with your body, which is what its job is to be with you. So here we go. We're going to come out and come in through your feet and going up now, middle part of your body, shoulders, and out again. So we'll just say in and out, 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 and back in. Okay, so you may feel heavier. Most people actually feel that. Say 90% of the people will feel themselves heavy, like they're really secure in their body, and this is the way you're supposed to be. So we're going to bring in some more of your spirit energy. We got rid of some entities, probably from the Buddhist and Catholic traditions here that were hanging on. They left. So let's bring you more into your body. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia. And we're doing our 8-hour call this coming Sunday if you want to get rid of some of those alien parasites, stuff that's inside of your body that you physically can't see. We do a lot of work with gums and teeth, too, there. So if you have any conditions there, you may want to get on the call because they do work with that. Remember, we have little critters crawling around inside of us that are invisible, giving us our physical problems. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have some additional great comments from listeners on the fast chat, Ron, about the when you were doing the Catholic clearing. Chris was saying that his body got completely hot during that clearing. Is that a sign of energy leaving or healing happening?
Yeah, normally it's healing because energy left. Remember, all we have is two basic energies in the body. It's blocked and unblocked energy. So when it's blocked, it's stagnant. Nothing happens there, and then when you get it released, the energy from your spirit rushes in, and normally you feel that as maybe tingles, possibly chills, and warmth. So that's just an indication to you that your body, you know, is going through a process of healing, and so that's what happens. Another thing, some people, like when you walk into a room and you become like ice cold, that's from entities being in there, sucking out your energy. So that's why, you know, people feel cold in rooms sometimes, or the room just becomes very cold because entities are in there taking away your own energy. And the room temperature can actually drop too. I just thought I'd just add that. So very wonderful. So let's, I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia, here.
You know, it's very interesting when you were just saying that, because I remember as a child really hating it when a room would feel drafty. And that's probably kind of what that was all about.
Yep, and we could even talk about things like that on the Friday show. We still do light shift healings like we're doing tonight, but some people do have comments about situations that they really don't know where to go to or turn to for information. So if you do have anything that's paranormal happening, you can also, you know, call in on that night and, you know, maybe be able to shed some light on the subject here. So our time is kind of coming to a close here. And I want to thank everybody for being on the fast chat. So if you wish to you know, come on the Friday show, please be on it. It's on Station 2. We're bringing some peace energy as we leave here. And just so wonderful having the people on here. We are planning to be putting on the website a clearing for a lot of the Roman, say, gods, et cetera, that people worship, too. That'll be coming up. To get rid of these things. Remember, we've all had lifetimes with the body in these different locations typically, so we are connected to these energies, and you want to get them out of you. So that's just the way it is here. The dark side keeps the genetics in place to give us suffering. So let's bring in the peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, and bring up the light beam. You can watch it change frequencies if you wish. It will become lighter and brighter. There was a question earlier. I'll just talk briefly about the New Agers talk about the Earth maybe raising vibrations or something. Well, it's just that the spirit is like in yourself. You don't really raise any kind of vibration. You just become more of who you are, and that's what that would be about. They might perceive you as having a higher vibration, but no, you're not. Your spirit is the same frequency always. So you're not going to raise anything up. You're just becoming more integrated of who you are. So here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And I'll continue this here. The light being will be energized, bringing peace into your room for the next half an hour. So I'll just sign off here, say blessings to all of you, and have a very wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. Good night. See you Friday on Station 2 at 5 minutes to 7 Pacific Daylight Time. Good night.